Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I'm your host, Erica Rothenberger, and I'm so excited for you to join me and my amazing guests every week as you learn how to get gritty, how to give yourself the grace that you deserve, and to celebrate all the glitz that comes to you along the way. Are you ready to unlock your potential? Let's do this. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz, where we get gritty. We remember to give ourselves the grace we deserve and all rightfully need, but also to make sure that we're celebrating in the glitz, the good things that happen to us each and every day, as small or as big as they may be. And let me tell you, you are in for such a treat. For many reasons today, to meet my guest, Kim Wright. She is the owner and operator of a company called Nothing Bundt Cakes in Wynnewood, Springfield, and Wayne, Pennsylvania, where you can enjoy the most delicious Bundt Cakes you've ever experienced. And let me tell you, I got a sample of one and literally melt in your mouth, tastes absolutely delicious. So if you are in the area, you need to absolutely check out her cakes for many, many reasons. Kim is just a ball of energy. The minute I met her, I was like, she was across the room in a bright pink shirt. And I was like, I need to meet that woman. First of all, because we both have a passion for fuchsia pink, but she also just has an energy that just lights up any room and makes you want to jump across and be like, I need to be friends with this woman. So Nothing But The Bundt Cakes loves participating and helping in the local community, fundraisers, donations. She opened in July 2018 with her husband, William Wright. Wright Commissioning also is a Philadelphia-based commissioning firm in the construction industry with projects across the United States. So not only do they have a Bundt Cake business, but they also have a commissioning business in the construction side. So we had this perfect synergies when we talked about hard hats and steel toe boots. She's originally from Texas, and she's been living in Pennsylvania for over a decade. She is a proud mama of sons, 8 and 13, Brady and Jack, who are 11, and Charlie, who is 5. And when she's not sharing her delicious Bundt Cakes around town, you can probably spot her on an ice rink, cheering on her sons, playing the family's favorite sport, and that is hockey. And her signature hashtags, I love this, is Boss Mom, Bundt Life, Boy Mom, Hockey Mom, Goalie Mom, and Raising Them Right, WRIGHT. With that being said, Kim, I am so excited to have you here today. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello, good morning. I'm so excited to be here. And speaking of glitz, I am in Providence, Rhode Island, and we just visited the mansions in Newport yesterday, and nothing is more glitzy than that.
Oh man, oh man. We were just exchanging stories before we jumped on this podcast. And Kim and I were saying about how if you've never been to Providence, Newport, Rhode Island, you got to get there. You got to see these mansions. They are beautiful. Such a great trip. So that is our first golden nugget for you. If you're trying to get a weekend getaway, get up there. It's absolutely beautiful. Summertime, middle of the winter, even during Christmas time, I was telling her how gorgeous it is. So with that being said, Kim, I'm so excited to have you, but I want to ask you a couple questions because you, every time I see you, whether it's a networking event, whether we're having lunch together, whatever it may be, whether I see you, you know, on social media, at a hockey tournament or wherever you are, you always seem so exuberantly positive. And I love that about you. However, let's face it, we all have those days when life isn't quite as easy as it would, you know, is for, as it may look like for everyone else. When you have those wall kicking days, or you get in a funk, or you're just, you know, maybe not, you know, at that A++ level, what do you do? And any suggestions you have for someone that's listening today?
Yeah, great question. And I will tell you that my natural like persona is positive. So I'm very lucky in that sense. And I do recognize that. So I think that, you know, if I'm talking to everybody out there who's busy, who puts a lot of pressure on themselves and who has a lot of balls up in the air, you know, when I have those days, which I will say, you know, last month, it was about a month ago, I was really having just a really tough week. You know, a lot going on personally with the kids, some challenges at the bakeries. And I cried kind of every day a little bit, you know, and I think it's important to recognize those emotions, number one, and let ourselves feel those emotions. You know, I always talk about the one movie that I can't remember the name of, but it's a kid's movie about emotions and there's joy in there. What's the name of that one? Do you know that one, Erica? You have kids.
Oh, I'm trying to think. I'm not a good movie person, I will tell you.
Well, either way, the whole point of it is, well, the little girl's a hockey player. That's number one. So it was always a family favorite. But the purpose of it is, they didn't want her to feel sadness. Her emotions in her head didn't want her to feel sadness. But at the end of the movie, the recognition is you have to feel that sadness to get through it and to process it and then to feel the joy. So that's number one. We all have to give ourselves that grace to feel the emotions that we feel.
I love it. And I'll do a pause there for a moment because I think so many people try to internalize it. At some point, let's face it, it is going to come out.
Yeah, so if it doesn't come out now, I go to therapy, and that is, right? You know, that's one of the major takeaways from therapy is to, you know, to recognize it's okay to feel what you're feeling and then let yourself process it because that's part of getting to the other side. But on an action-oriented note, what I do is I think to myself as a very positive person, what would I tell other people? What would I mentor and coach other people to do if they were in my exact circumstance? And then I try very, very actively to follow my own advice. And those things are often to reach out to peers, to let people know that you're struggling, to find your tribe, your safe people, the people that you know are going to be there and listen to you and either give you the advice that you need to take action, to give you the support that you need exactly where you're at, you know, not necessarily to push you to do something or to take action, but to just let you be where you are. And then third, to take some action to move forward so that you're not staying in that state for a long period of time. Because, you know, certain things in our life do take time and other ones we can really bump ourselves out of more quickly. So whatever that time frame that's appropriate is, recognize that and then to take action to move yourself into the next phase.
Yeah. And you know what? Making sure, like you said, stay in that moment, be in that moment, feel that moment, allow yourself to feel the pain or frustration or sadness or whatever it is. But like you said, have a mechanism to be able to get out of it. And it's some situations it could be days and it's okay. Right. Like, I think we're like, oh, so quick, like, okay, I'll let myself feel this way for 32 seconds. Got it. Especially as moms, right?
Yes. And of course there's appropriate times to let yourself really be down. And then sometimes you have to put your game face on, get to work, get the things done. But it's okay to come back to that later when you have the appropriate time and space to process more of whatever it is that's going on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I love that. So talk to me. I mean, your business is thriving. You have three locations.
Four. As of February of this year, I also own Collegeville Nothing Bun Cakes in the Providence Town Center, and we're super excited about it.
Oh my goodness. Well, listen, like I said at the beginning, melt in your mouth. Like, I brought one home and my kids literally, like, I think we like cut it into 16th. So like everyone could feel like they were having like multiple pieces, right? It was so delicious. So tell us why that business, and someone that's listening to this that wants to start their own business, how did you go about that? How did you go about that process?
So Nothing Bun Cakes is a franchise bakery. There's over 450 locations nationwide. So as you already said, my husband and I were already small business owners with Right Commissioning. We knew what the challenges were being a small business owner. So if we wanted to do something additional, and I decided that a franchise would be a great format for us because a lot of the work is done for us. There's already a process. There's already a product. There's some marketing that is done for you. There's collateral that's done. So it really kind of took some of the weight off of us as small business owners. However, of course, the normal weight is still there. That always is, no matter what business you own, whether it's a franchise or not. But what I love about the brand was I was already a fan. It's very popular in Texas where I'm from. And what I love about it the most is I love the product. I love the spaces. I think you just feel joyous when you're there, and that's very bright and it smells delicious because we bake fresh daily. But what I love the most about this brand is there's 450 of us nationwide and we're growing, but we are 90% female owned. And I think that's incredible. So I'm surrounded by high achieving women who know exactly what I do every day, the joys and the challenges, and I can reach out to them. And we are just a giant network. The brand has three core values of the ability to make genuine connections, the servant's heart, and the spirit of a champion. No other franchise that I spoke with spoke about any core values or missions. And it just really, it touched my heart. So the fact that I loved the product and the spaces was one thing, but the fact that they had this kind of these core values that promoted community mindedness and community activity really just brought it all together for me. Oh, I can't hear you, Erica. I can't hear you. I don't know why.
Oh, can you hear
me?
There
you are. Yes.
Okay, no worries. See, this is where we get gritty. I was going to say, can you repeat those three values again? Because to me, those are so important in every aspect of our lives.
Yes, it's the ability to make genuine connections. So every day when people come in, we want them to feel like they're being welcomed into our home and that they are welcome there. Number two is the spirit of a champion. Are we doing all the right things every day when people are not looking, when they are looking, just for the pure sake of that is the right thing to do? And the third one is the servant's heart. Are we willing to serve others, both our coworkers, our community, strangers, those that we know personally, because it just makes our world a better place.
Wow. Bam, drop the mic. I mean, everyone could just leave the podcast, because if you follow those three philosophies, I mean, those three massive pillars in life, right? Serving, making people feel good, just like just embedding yourself into others to make the world a better place than you found it. Let me tell you, you're always going to win in every aspect of your life, whether it's business, whether it's in a relationship, whatever it is. And it really sounds like, and you embody that. I mean, Kim and I, like I said, I've seen her both at networking events. I've met with her personally, and she just embodies that in every aspect of her life. See, now you're doing this alongside four really busy kids, right? And another business. So there's a lot of people that are listening to this podcast who want to do what you're doing and are like, how is she fitting this in? Can you talk to us a little bit about like how you manage your time? Maybe some, any tips or tricks that you may have for anyone that's on this podcast right now that's like, damn, I wish I could be like Kim, and I have four kids and I'd love to open my own business, but I'm scared shitless. And I also don't think I'm going to have the time to be able to fit it in. And like, I'll let you answer that one.
So I think number one, I don't do it alone. None of us should be doing it alone. None of us can do it alone. And it takes time to be able to build the proper people around you where you can gain your own time back. So I think number one is there is never enough time in the day either. So I think that I'm constantly working. This is a great example. Erica, and you and I have been trying to get this on the calendar. Our calendars mesh and then things happen. So right now I'm in a hotel room at a hockey tournament and, you know, we're like, let's just do this. So it's always finding small pockets of time to just check off all of the different things on your list that need to be done, because they are never ending. They are endless. And that will be forever as long as you're a business owner and a mother. Even I think when my kids have flown the coop and I'm an empty nester, right? That mom part is always still going to be there, and there are always going to be things that I want to do for them. I think that when you are trying to achieve something that is new and somewhat of a risk, you're always going to be scared. So find people that believe in you. And more importantly, if you believe in yourself, go after it, because there are always going to be naysayers out there. And some of them will be very, very close to you. And that is very hard and discouraging. And sometimes it makes you delay what you want to do. But to get started, when you're starting, you just need to surround yourself with positive people, work towards building the people in your life that can help you to succeed, whether that is management or staffing or leadership in the business, but also in your personal life. Does that mean you're getting a house cleaner? Does that mean that you are having a nanny? And again, even if you have older kids, some, my oldest is 11 and 13. And then my twins are 11. They're at an age where I don't need a sitter for them this summer, but it doesn't mean I don't need somebody to help me manage my household. So I have now grown into saying, instead of a nanny, I need a house manager. And what does she do? It means she might get my groceries. It might mean that she might do some of our laundry. It can be could be somebody that drives them to practice because they're not at the age that they can do that yet. So it's just finding, people that can help you to manage things that you don't have to do and to give yourself the grace to allow that, because that's the big, big problem that we have. We tell ourselves we have to do it all and we have to do it personally, but that is not true. What we need to do is check off our list and to get it done by any means necessary.
Yes. Bam. I mean, if you're not listening to this, and what brings you joy, right? If like Kim loves folding laundry, continue to do it, but let's face it, if it doesn't bring you joy and it's not like fulfilling you and it's not getting you one step closer to those dreams or those goals, it's not fulfilling. Right. And all it does is then feel like it's a chore. It's a have to, and I understand everyone doesn't have the means or the, maybe the financial backing to go and hire a house manager right now, but you will eventually, if in fact that's you go after those later goals and dreams.
But the other thing I want people to listen here is this, is that you can also help another female business owner by acquiring and utilizing their service that then helps you build your own business and whatever it is that your dream is. So maybe it is getting somebody to come. It could be once a month and they could only, let's say, do the kitchen and your bathrooms because that's what you hate the most. I mean, I live with 4 boys and a man. The bathrooms are not my favorite thing to do. It's like a nightmare. So, again, you're going to build it slowly. Maybe it means first you make a connection, you're going to help her build her business. She comes once a month because that's what you can afford at the time. And then as you build your own business, that can change. And you know what? If that doesn't work for you, you just take it off. You have to be open to making the changes and pulling different levers at different times.
Absolutely. And, and just do some self-reflecting, right? Like I know I had to do that at some point. And I remember sitting down with these 4 women at some point and they were, older than me. And they brought a lot of things to my attention. And I remember at that point, I was like, well, yeah, tomorrow I have to go home and I got to clean the house. And I remember being a Friday and I was having lunch with them. And they're like, what do you mean you don't have a house cleaner? Like, they're like, do you like doing that on Saturday mornings? And I'm like, no, I hate it. It's 5 hours and I have to scrub toilets, do this and do that. And I got to get this done and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know how I'm going to make it to their kids' game. And they're like, hire someone. And I was like, oh, what are people going to think of me like that? I can't handle my house cleaning and this and that. And I then finally I took that off, right? Like, let me tell you, next time I have a function, I'm going to buy bundt cakes. Cause guess what? I don't like to make bundt cakes, right? Like that's not my thing, but you know what? They're delicious and people will enjoy them 10 times more. And your company gets joy out of doing that. So just think about, like you said, where you can sprinkle the joy to other people where they like doing it. If that's someone that's going to help you write your resume or change your resume because you're looking to get that new promotion, or that's someone that's going to do your taxes, whatever that is, find those other people. And you're almost building that board of directors around you. You know what I mean? And finding that time so then you can flood it into your business or flood it into your passion or write that book or do that marathon or whatever you want to do in between.
Exactly.
So let me ask you, any other major, challenges or, as you're navigating through this, I mean, now you've been doing this for a while. And when business owners come to you or people come to you, anything else that you feel like, hey, listen, there's another golden nugget that I feel like I should share, or maybe someone that has a significant other who's not necessarily supporting them in their efforts. And I love the fact that you talked about sometimes the people closest to you don't support you. And I think anyone that is really pushing the envelope, if you don't experience that, God bless you. But most of us do. And I've experienced that tenfold. And that's hard. That's a dagger to the heart.
I think my 2 major things have to do with how owning a business and being just, constantly working affects the family dynamic. So that's a couple things. The first one I'll say, which I think is an interesting topic, and you kind of already touched on it, which is, that creates challenges in your relationship. So I'm just going to put that out there. That is a real thing. You know, I think that we always see this curated life on social media and we only see our best moments, but a lot of things are happening on the other side of that, you know, phone post or computer post or whatever it is. So I think that, you know, one of the struggles that we see on the regular that we've begun to work through and we're constantly working through is, you know, with the kids and everything and the schedules and the logistics of getting everywhere where they need to be is, you know, who really has something that is immovable that day? Whose appointment is more important that they can't make the adjustment to their work schedule to get the kids where they need to go? And how, you know, and that's a tough one. I think that, you know, it's really important, one, to just be, to admit and be aware that that is a thing. It is a totally normal thing. No couple is truly, you know, immune to that. And I think that that's okay. You know, I admit it because I'm not ashamed of that, you know, and it's not that, you know, it's breaking my relationship, but it is, that's just part of the dynamic of what our week looks like sometimes. And some weeks it's not a challenge at all. And it's easy for me to say, oh, it's no problem. I will, you know, adjust and I can, you know, pick up or drop off or drive here or wherever. Trust me, I was the first one to volunteer for this trip because I wanted to come to Newport. So that was an easy one.
Yeah, exactly. But sign me up that one. I would have come as a chaperone with you.
Exactly.
We could take this live, days. Kim.
Yes. When I'm like, you know, and, but then my husband is also like, no, I can't change my appointment. So that makes it tough. Oh, you know what? My son's at the door of the hotel room. He forgot his key. Hold on 1 minute.
Oh, this is see, and this is how we get gritty. I love this. You know, Kim is, like I said, in Newport, at the hockey tournament, squeezing this in, making this work. And yet at the same time, you know, we've all been there, right? Our kids lock themselves out of their room or out of the house. And this is what I love about Grit, Grace, and Glitz, because we get gritty. We talk about those things. Like, again, it's the uncurated part. It's not the post she's going to put on social media right now, but it's the stuff that's happening behind the scenes that we have to be honest with each other, especially as women about. So I think we hold ourselves on such a high pedestal. Oh, look what she's doing. Look what Martha's doing. Look what Betty's doing. And it's like, whoa. They have their down moments too. They have the, you know, the mascara running down their face and like their hair in a tie knot that, you know what I mean, with no makeup on. And, you know, it's okay. It's okay not to show up every day.
Absolutely. So I think, you know, that's the tip of the iceberg on that one. But I just want to put it out there that that is, you know, normal and it's okay. And as long as you're both committed to, number one, the success of both your jobs or your businesses, whichever that happens to be, and the success of yourselves as a couple and the family, everything will work out. It doesn't mean you're not going to have your tough moments. Those tough moments they happen, and you know they'll happen on repeat sometimes, but that's okay. That's just part of it. The other part is the family dynamic with the kids. Mom guilt is real. Yes. As you, if you, whether you're working a job or whether you are a business owner, the mom guilt is real. It is constantly there. It never leaves us. I think even after our kids maybe leave out of our homes, again, I haven't experienced that yet, but I can only imagine that it does not go away. And I think that we have to give ourselves the most grace in that department because it's the one that we hold on to the hardest. It's the one that we carry the burden of the most. And I think it just needs to be said that when you are building something, even if you are absolutely passionate about it and you love it and you want to share it with the whole world, which Erica, I know that you feel that way about your endeavors, you still have tremendous guilt when it comes to missing things for your kids or being even away from them. And I think that what we need to do is we have to flip it around on ourselves and we have to consider what value does it bring to them. So it may be a financial value because you're building yourselves a lifestyle or financial freedom or whatever it is. But what I try to look at as a four-time boy mom is that every day my sons, including in this exact moment, because my son is listening to everything that I'm saying. He's hearing what Erica is saying and what we're trying to put out to this community and to this group is that they are seeing a strong, capable woman every day of their lives who is hustling and working hard, staying up late, you know, squeezing every day, every moment of every day to just accomplish things. And that's their normal. So number one, they see you know, that part of me, which is something to just really, you know, that brings tears to your eyes. It well, you know, makes your heart well up as a mom. But I think beyond that, as I grow for men into the world, that is going to be their normal and their expectation. So when they, if they choose to, you know, to find a partner, that then that's who they're going to look for. That's going to be their normal. So we're building a better universe, a better world, because that's their male expectation going out there. And if you have daughters, it's the same thing, but in reverse. You are building her to become that. And the hope is that, you know, she finds one of, you know, mine or somebody that was, you know, raised like mine, and they can then, you know, the next generation is even better.
Yes. Yes. And what a legacy to leave, right? Exactly. And the one game that you miss here, or the play that you're not at, or the time you're not at dinner, right? They're going to, those things are going to come and go. You're going to feel that ping of mom guilt for maybe those 24 hours, but guess what? The long-term, what they're going to remember. And which son are you with right now?
I'm with Aiden, my oldest, who's 13.
And I mean, for Aiden, you know, at age 13 to see his mom, Kim, who is just an utter rock star. Aiden, I hope you're listening, because you're so lucky to have her.
It's like one AirPod in and
okay. Okay. He can subliminally hear it in the back of his head, right? He's manifesting it. But for him to watch this and witness this, and then I'm sure you see like just the way he is about the tenacity with his hockey, or whether he is with his sports, or going after, you know, a really challenging test, or having challenging times in his own life. And he watches what you've been through, right? The time when you've had the wall kicking moments, or maybe you and your husband aren't seeing completely eye to eye, and how we deal with it, right? And being real about that. And I think it's so important as moms, as dads, as parents, and, or maybe you're listening to this and you're not a parent, but you're a role model to someone else, right? You don't have to, like, you know, literally have your own son or daughter, but to be that example, right? To go and lead, to leave that legacy, to leave the world, your kids' eyes and futures better than you ever anticipated, you know, even starting it. And that's such a beautiful gift. I mean, that gift you cannot put a price tag on, you know, and we see it. You know, and it's just, it's like you said, it's not easy though. And you will have the guilt, right? At some point, you know, but you're going to have the guilt if you're also not going after your goals and dreams and being like, well, they're not seeing that. So, you know, it's, I always say it's kind of like a seesaw. It's never going to be perfectly balanced. One person's always going to be, you know, a little lopsided over the other, and that's okay.
One of my major mantras is embracing life's imbalance. And that's, you know, I'm constantly juggling. We're the coordinators of all of our chaos. And there are going to be moments where I like rock Pinterest projects like a rock star. And then there are other days when I forget to, you know, send lunch to school. Yep. So that's okay, because maybe I was focused on something for the bakery and I really kicked ass in that. And some days they line up and both worlds are perfection. But for the days that they're not, which more than often, you know, like you said, it is a seesaw, I challenge everybody to just embrace that imbalance and recognize the good in whatever it is that you did, and give yourself the grace to, you know, let go of the things that you feel that you failed at, which maybe to the anybody looking in may not even be a failure.
Exactly. Or they don't even know it was, you know what I mean? That it was supposed to be that way, right? Like, you're going to know that there were supposed to be pink sprinkles and they're multicolored. You're like, damn, we didn't have the pink sprinkles. And you're like, no one noticed, because exactly. No one knew it was supposed to be pink, right? And I think exactly. Sometimes we're so worried about those little nuances that really don't matter. And I always say, you know, present versus perfect. And it's really hard for me. You know, I always say I'm a recovering perfectionist, and I've gotten so much better in the last decade, but it really is so true. You know what I mean? Like, stop, because I think perfection is just hogwash. Like, there's no such thing, because everyone has a different perception of perfect, right? You know what I mean? But it's our own perspective. But you know what? Good enough. It's good enough. And like, and that's a, like how I kind of go with my philosophy. And also not showing your kids like everything needs to always be so perfect, because that's hard to like.
Well, you know, and I love that in school, they no longer say practice makes perfect. They say practice makes progress.
Yes. Damn. All right. Well, with that being said, listen, Kim, I know we could talk for hours here.
We totally could. And I would. I had the hours for you.
I, like I said, next time we'll road trip it together and we can do like a 4-hour road show on the way up to Newport. But I just want to thank you so much for one, being you, for two, being such a role model and example for myself and so many other moms, females, listeners right now, males out there, to all of your sons and what you're doing, the legacy you're building, showing people to go forward with their passion and their purpose and just live such a beautiful life that is far from perfect, but filled with so much pizzazz, right? Because you're just constantly going after it. And don't be afraid, to go and do that. So anything last minute, golden nugget, we want to tie this bow around it so you can be off to hockey. And you know, I know we have a cookout this afternoon and just we're always racing and juggling, but thank you so much for making this work today. But anything you want to leave us with?
I just want to share that if anybody, you know, Nothing Bun Cakes, as you said, is so community minded, we love to participate. So if any of my bakeries are near you and you have anything near and dear to your heart that we can donate to or fundraise for, you know, in addition to just meeting your birthday needs or your sweet tooth for the day, we would love to hear from you. I'd love to connect with you. And for anybody out there that's looking to pursue something additional in your life, I am happy to talk to you about it, to cheer you on, and to, you know, to be a sounding board if you'd like to talk one day.
Bam. And all of Kim's information for Instagram, for LinkedIn, for her bakery, they'll all be in the show notes. So you can find her, you can link on her. And she actually just reminded me because we're having my kid's birthday the last weekend of July. So I need to get my order in with you. So I will definitely be reaching out. So thanks for the reminder. But Kim, with that being said, thank you for showing up in Fuchsia Pink. Thanks for being the boy mom, just rocking it. Thanks for being that entrepreneur and just a woman who I'm so lucky and honored to call a friend and to really call, you know, I'm a mentor and just in so many ways in the way that you go and you do life so big. So thank you so much for joining Grit, Grace, and Glitz. So glad you were able to join us today. Guys, go out there, go and serve, go be gritty, go give the grace to everyone around you and to yourself and go celebrate that glitz because there's something great that happened in your life today. And it could be something really minor, but you deserve to celebrate it. So here we are from Grit, Grace, and Glitz. Tag some other woman, some other male that needs to hear this today. And let's go out and just make the world a better place.
I hope you learned a lot from today's episode, and I cannot wait for you to catch our next episode. I'll see you back here next time on an all-new episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz.